Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprint, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I will be with you for the next hour on this May the 19th on the West Coast, now May the 20th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. Good morning to you folks, and it's nice to have you back with us again. If you missed last night's show, we had Mr. Sam Sewell from American Grand Jury on board with us, and we talked about mind control. Sam's a pretty interesting guy. He's a repository of information, very easy to understand, easy to get along with, a fabulous researcher and a great writer. I have tremendous respect for his work, and I want to encourage you, if you missed last night's show, have a listen, as well as a week prior, and I think that was the 11th, if I remember correctly. Sam was on with us, and he explained the grand jury system, which is starting to gain momentum around the country. These are citizens' grand juries where we exercise our constitutional right to challenge what the government is doing, despite the fact that they do not wish for us to meddle in our own affairs. That's a double-edged statement there. We are meddling in our affairs, and we are going to take responsibility for what happens to this country. The Bilderbergers have been meeting in Greece, and as I understand, there has been some rioting. A British journalist was arrested for having taken pictures of the front of the hotel where these folks met, and this year they added Google. The head of Google, I think his last name is Schmidt, might be Eric Schmidt if I remember correctly. He was invited. So now when you use Google, evidently you're going to be sending some information to the Bilderbergers as well. Not that that probably hasn't already occurred. It's just official now. And there's the usual obfuscation going on in the financial realm. I may mention that I posted an article by Chris Story on my site yesterday, and it's a piece outlining Michael C. Cottrell's financial solution to our problems. And it's a pretty much a one-phase solution, whereas the ones being proposed by the government have something like seven new bureaucracies, as if we don't have enough. And, of course, it's just obfuscation and more criminal activity, everything off-balance sheet. And so if you're wondering how your pension funds are doing, your 401Ks, or your stocks, for that matter, If you're still playing that line, I'm surprised based on the amount of information that we've shared as to how corrupt all that is and has been for some time. We're becoming more aware of it day by day, and proven to be right on target. Now, just for your edification, there is going to be an official release of The Three Stooges Go to Washington, Part 6, which has already been on my website for going on a month, not quite a month yet. I think we have another 5 days to go. That is the photographic expose that I did on the bogus photos of Barack Obama and his family. It's the worst representation of Photoshop magic that I've ever seen, and in fact, my publishers agree, having really studied the photos and studied the article, it's quite obvious. They agree with me that even a child or a person with very limited capabilities on Photoshop could attempt to do the same kind of artistic endeavor that that whoever did Obama's work did for him. They didn't do him any service, really, especially in light of the photograph. Haven't heard any debunking of that research, which leads me to conclude that it's very accurate, and I never doubted that it was. Anyway, there are always those that like to come out and say that this is insane, that this couldn't be, that our president wouldn't fake his pictures. Well, we still have yet to hear the end of this saga regarding documentation, birth certificates, and photos are just another element to add. I'm working on revealing the likely father and possibly even the mother of Obama in Three Stooges Go to Washington Part 7, which will come out. I was hoping to have it done this past week, but it's just a never-ending battle. One fact opens up a door, and then there's a whole bunch of needles hiding in the haystacks, and those have to be found and gathered and connect the dots and what have you. You know the drill already. So I'm hoping to have that done. Got a short piece coming out also in the Observer regarding Cyrus Ingerson Schofield, who is the alleged author of the Schofield Study Bible, and found some really interesting things in his genealogy and in his history. And there'll be a piece coming out in next month's Observer regarding the specificity, but I wrote sort of a short introductory piece. And so those are just a few of the things going on in my investigative journalism. One final public service announcement regarding the archives on BBS Radio, and I'm sure Don and Doug and Seth, who are probably fielding most of the calls and emails from folks, they have likely gotten all of the archives, which were behind it somewhat because of some renovations going on to try to eliminate the interference and the crashing of shows in the middle. And in the process of writing code and what have you, the archives had to take a back seat for a few days. So, you know, we apologize for any inconvenience that may have caused. A lot of people thought I was off the air. That is not true. These have been difficult times for me, but I've still been doing the show and will keep on doing the show. And that leads us to tonight's guest. He has been on this show many, many times over the past couple of years, and he is a health consultant, an herbalist. He is a chemist also, and had a pretty prestigious job in that light. He is also a historian and an excellent musician and a music composer, and he's my good friend, Mr. Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome back to Evident Footprints.
Hey, good morning, Don. Thank you, sir. Great to be back with you.
Well, we haven't really planned anything tonight, and it's been a while since you and I talked. I know we've both been rather busy. You got to hear my opening remarks, and, you know, there's just so much going on. You know, today I saw chemtrailing like it was going out of style.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been getting hammered.
Yeah, I mean, hundreds of streaks across the sky.
Yeah, just a beautiful blue sky, and within 3 hours, you don't see any blue at all for the rest of the day.
Well, I got mad. I called the Sylphs, and I didn't even look to see if they came. Within half an hour, the skies were clear. Those guys were up there all morning and all afternoon spraying, and about a half an hour after I called in the sylphs, all the chemtrails were gone. What a waste of barium.
Barium and jet fuel. And
anthrax and tuberculosis and desiccated blood. What a waste.
Mexican flu.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's amazing. The flu, that's a topic that we could talk about for a moment. You know, you wonder if they're putting that up there in those chemtrails.
Sure.
Now.
Oh, yeah. Viruses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We know there are some, you know.
Right.
What have you been reading or hearing about that, if anything at all?
Nothing as of late new on that particular topic, but from being in the health field and treating cases constantly year-round, it's a wonder how I'm dealing with the same symptoms on the West Coast, the East Coast, and I'd say, boy, that travels fast. Now, how's it traveling so fast? Could be by jet stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we hear just a couple of days ago, it was 4,000 cases. Now today they say, oh, it's 10,000 cases, and it's still fewer than the regular flu that people get. I mean, you have hundreds of thousands of people that are getting the flu in flu season. This is nowhere near flu season. What does that tell you?
That's right, Don. Tells you a lot.
Well, what would you say it tells you?
Well, I mean, something's going on that doesn't seem to be of a natural order of things.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, you have to come right to the fact of it's man's activity. And sorry, I lost you for a second.
I lost you for a second there. Okay. Are you still
just
there?
Just on my side.
Oh, okay.
I've just seen the software that I'm using my audio through, so I just corrected that.
Okay.
But, so we figure it's got to be man activity, and Don, we know for sure that our government's infiltrated with foreigners that are communists and Nazis, fascists, and they hate Americans, they hate Christians, and they make it clear that they really want to get us out of the way any way they can, through warfare, through starvation, through pandemics with bio warfare as well. And I'll tell you what I am believing to be true is that we know we're broke, we know we've been sold out, and we know that communist Chinese have been buying up our bonds and our debts, and now they pretty much own us. Now, we know Hillary Clinton went over there roughly a couple months ago, and we don't know what she talked about with them. And I believe, and I think it was Dr. Truat that I heard this, and I believe this probably has a lot of merit to this theory,
mm-hmm.
that they own us, we're in debt, they want, the communist Chinese want payment. That payment will be our property. And so, therefore, they have to remove us from our property, much like the Native Americans were treated here 150 years ago, approximately, and 200 years ago, when they started biowarfare on them with smallpox in the blankets, and they did everything they can to force them and eradicate them off their property so that that property could be owned by the people of that time. And I believe that we are now the Native Americans that are being treated that way. They're doing to us what they did to the Native Americans back then. And they want our property and they want us off our property. So I see ahead of us a situation which I think we mentioned in the past as a perfect storm of calamities, whereas you have a disease type of pandemic, if they can pull it off, decimating a large population. coinciding with escalating warfare, which will decimate another extensive population, and then starvation. We don't make anything here anymore. They're forcing people off the property, and as far as growing food, we're already importing stuff from all around Latin America, China. And how much more time will it be before we're not even growing any more food, because the commies and the Nazis controlling our government will inhibit us from being productive in that most essential way, which is food production. And I see that triple combination coming into play. If we don't wake up in time and put these evil, good-for-nothing traitors and in arrest being foreigners held accountable and taking appropriate actions against them. Otherwise, it's us or them. I mean, the handwriting's on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Now, in light of what you're describing, Benjamin Fulford, who is a Canadian journalist that's lived in Japan for over 20 years and is actually a reputable Japanese journalist now. He speaks Japanese, writes Japanese, but he sends us, thank God he's not sending us Japanese articles here, because most of us couldn't read them. But
sure.
He has been reporting on the Chinese secret societies and even the Yakuza in Japan, that they are preparing, they're going over their list or compiling a list of certain key people who make up the Committee of 300, for example, and those in the banks, those that are stopping legitimate business transactions from going on, the ones that are basically embezzling trillions and trillions of dollars.
Like the racketeers.
Yeah, and he's described hit lists that they're compiling.
Yes.
Now, I don't necessarily think that is, you know, the best solution. I'm not one to condone violence. Yet, you know, these people are being sprayed. They're being poisoned. You know, they're spreading viruses in their countries, and they resent the intrusion.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean they're right to feel that way.
And I mean it's a warfare. It's a warfare where they're not wearing military uniforms. The real enemy. They're wearing business suits,
mm-hmm.
And so therefore it's hard to separate them and pick them out as, hey, there's the enemy. And but nonetheless, they're conducting warfare against us. And Don, I know you're a peaceful guy. I'm a very peaceful man. I'm a vegetarian. Don't harm anything. Get along with everything as long as nothing's intending to harm me. And so nonetheless, when it comes down to something intending to harm me, well, I can't be Mr. Nice Guy at that point. I have to exert myself a little bit and maybe even flex a muscle. And so I think it's long overdue that we all start flexing some muscle and let the Rockefeller, Rothschild, Kabbalah, all the puppet masters and their puppets, let them know we're not being pushed around. We're not taking their crooked criminal activity any longer. I want to hang these guys a long time ago. I'm just waiting for everybody to catch up to me. We just had a little quick vote for the local school budget, and these crooked good-for-nothings here at the local level, they had to move our voting spot to another school in another town because all the seniors here were always voting no. So they made it so it was more difficult for them to get to this other location. Mm-hmm. And it worked because the word is not too many seniors were going. It was all the young people that don't care about property taxes. And so it's a crooked activity. And when I went in there, I immediately said, why am I, coming from my town, voting in this town on the school budget, number one. Number two, I want to start voting on when we're going to hang all these crooks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't hold nothing back, Don. You know that. When it comes to the truth, I say it like it is. And the only people that are going to be harmed by it are those on the wrong side of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's long overdue, Don. And if those guys in the Orient feel they're going to have to take matters in their hands in that fashion, using ninja style and stuff, hey, we know there's an enemy. They're evil as all could be. They're preying on kids, young boys, young girls. They're abusing women. They're totally corrupt. They have nothing is sacred to them except evil itself. The shedding of blood, knowing people are in misery and suffering, that's when they're happy. These are the kind of things we're talking about. I can't call them people. I don't even know. There's some kind of being, but they're a thing for sure. And this is the kind of thing we're dealing with. I have no tolerance for that. I say we eradicate it, we wipe it out. You know, Don, I'm in the health field. I like to help people and animals restore their health. Now, when I come in a situation where somebody or an animal is suffering from an infection, what is an infection? It's an invasion by an enemy seeking to take over your personal property and eat it up and consume it. I don't tolerate that. I unleash my infection killer and wipe it out fast, not feeling sorry one bit for that infection. Good riddance to it. And that's exactly how I approach these criminals, these racketeers, these banksters, which are communists and Nazis, financing every enemy we went to war with. World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Korean War, all the way up to now. Those enemies that our American brothers and sisters have fought against, our dads, uncles, granddads, that have all fought against that evil, that's all that evil's been financed by these good-for-nothings that are here in our country, as well as other countries, mainly here in the West.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's long overdue that we say, your time is up, it's over, the sun is going down for you, and it's never rising again. The doctor has to operate. The body is dying. It's corrupted. It's got a lethal infection. It's consuming its entire body. If the doctor does not operate, the body's going to die. I'm waiting for everybody to get on board so we can start to operate right away. So Benjamin Fulford, I'm not going to condemn that approach. Evil is evil. When Hitler was running around and people tried to assassinate him, that's understandable. The guy's pure evil. And the rest of his henchmen, all evil. You got to get rid of him any way possible.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, because there are a few apologists for Hitler, believe it or not, these days. And it's beyond me. He's not the only bad guy in history.
He's just another puppet.
Yeah. Nonetheless, he did many things that were reported in history. But the truth is not always told in its entirety, and for a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I have people sending me articles telling me that the Nazis planned to continue their quest for power and start a Fourth Reich in America.
Yeah.
My God, I've been writing about that for how many years?
Sure. Well, I mean, a lot of other people have been, too.
Yeah, yeah.
When we were young, I mean, people were writing about it already, but we were young and not aware of such things because we were young. But
even
sure,
before we were born, sure.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Don. Ever since they came over under Operation Paperclip, patriots have been warning us.
Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that play out. And we're bringing the truth out little by little. And, of course, we have all these false flag events that come out to draw everybody's attention away from what's really going on and to pit people against each other. People mm-hmm. are still arguing now about what is the factual evidence behind 9/11. Even the original 9/11 truth movement has been totally infiltrated, and, sure. and people turned. So, you know, it keeps boiling down to people taking individual responsibility, getting their affairs in order. Now, I wanted to mention one thing. This is a bit off topic, but it's in line with the underlying foundation to this whole argument. Not that we're arguing, but or this discussion, we'll say. I went to a city council meeting yesterday. I shared this with my listening audience, some things that were going on there. It was in regard to some road repairs that are being planned, and this was in the works one street for 5 years. They were talking about redoing this whole street. But while the street's being redone, they're going to redo the sewers and...
Right.
Right water. Now, you know, they have culverts on the side of the road, basically, and underneath everyone's driveway is a tube, you know, that allows the water
and drainage,
yeah, to flow through, you know, especially the water that comes off of this road. The road is not that long; I'd say maybe a half a mile. And it's going to cost. By the time they finish it, it's going to cost $1 million to redo this road. It doesn't look like it should be that expensive, but those are the quotes that they got. And the council decided that they're going to assess about 33% of the cost to the people that, or maybe it's less, maybe it's 25%, but a big percentage. Not to mention they're paying the first three quarters of it,
sure.
And then they're going to be assessed amounts from $18,000 to $20,000 each.
Wow.
It's insane what they're
doing.
What
happens if you don't pay that?
Well, this
you
is...
You can't
this,
drive on the road?
Well, likely they're probably going to move to confiscate houses, you know.
Putting liens on the property.
Yeah, you know,
you
read between the lines, you can see what they're targeting,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the future. It may not happen right away, but anyway, it's just hypocritical, everything that was going on, all the things they're talking about. So I had a chance to speak, and I told them that I've been watching the goings on, and it's quite obvious that there's an agenda, an underlying agenda that no one has stated. It goes beyond just fixing a road. Obviously, we know that they take that project because it has a dollar value, and they're going to play it in the stock market. They're going to put it into off-balance sheet derivatives or hedge funds, and somebody's going to make a killing on that money because that money's going to change hands. And then, you know, eventually the federal government's going to try to come in and own that street. You know, mm-hmm. just like if you look into the reality, they own it now, okay, illegally.
Yes, yeah,
but
they believe they own it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's the point
mm-hmm.
I'm making. So
mm-hmm.
I think this was the first example on television of anybody explaining what admiralty law or maritime law or administrative law is,
mm-hmm.
and the reality of the United States government. And I preface my remarks by pointing out the obvious hypocrisy that's going on regarding having spent preliminary funds doing a study 5 years ago, and now they're coming out, now that the current mayor has put the city in the black, for the first time in probably several decades.
That's impressive.
Yeah. They want to spend that money on this one street. And the whole city needs repair. The roads
sure.
need repairing, as most cities do.
And Don, realistically, like you said at the beginning, $1 million to repair the road? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Where's all that money going?
Absolutely.
Sure ain't going into gravel, dirt, and some backhoe equipment.
Oh, they're going to spend $136,000 on sidewalks.
yeah.
You know,
they
must be
edged with gold, I imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
They're going to have the movie stars come and you know, like in front of man's Chinese theater, you know, the...
Yeah. Who's doing the work, Michelangelo?
Exactly. Well, I paused for a moment, and I said, let's clarify what this is about. And I said, most of these people, and according to the council, have no recourse but to accept this assessment. And this is outrageous.
Sure.
You know, you're talking about the fifth of the value of their house, an additional payment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're not really getting, they're not going to get any long term benefit out of this. Mm-hmm. Based on the kind of work that I've seen all over the country.
You betcha. And from my experience, when I was a water commissioner here for 7 years in the village, and watching how the road crews that we interface with, because we, when they rip up a road, we'd go in and do repairs while it was convenient. So, Don, they do this work there. And then, oh, son of a gun, we forgot to fix this, or geez, we caused more problems. We have to go back in and rip up some.
Oh yeah, they always do
who's
that.
Who's going to pay for that?
Always, they're always.
Yeah, sure.
Now at that point, I let them know. You know, I'm an investigative journalist. I have an internet talk show, radio talk show, and. And I've been researching these, what I'm about to tell you, for a number of years. And I'm going to tell you that the federal government is not who you think they are. Now, let me ask you all a question. And I addressed this to the council and the administration. And I said, can anyone tell me what is the significance of the gold fringe on the U.S. flag and the state flag?
Mm-hmm.
On the stands behind where you're seated, mm-hmm. and they all turned around and looked at those flags. They never had noticed, and they all looked back at me.
Good.
And I'm on camera. This was broadcast on TV.
Way to go.
They shook their heads no, and I said, well, I'll save time because I have 5 minutes here, and I've already used some of it. I said, this is representative of an administrative law that is born out of admiralty or maritime law, the law of the sea brought to land. And I said the government is operating as an international implied irrevocable charitable trust. And the people in this country who are led to believe are beneficiaries of that trust, actually, this is an implied trust, so it's not even a trust. It's implied.
Yes.
And I said, we get benefits from mm-hmm. it, okay? But we have recourse because this is a two-party contract. And none of the people in this city, save the council and or the administration, absolutely. Are parties to that contract. So you guys figure out how you're going to pay for this. Those people now have a remedy.
Right.
To get out of this.
Good.
And... they were riding 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, you know, hopefully it's going to start to sink in. I always do that too for years. Why is that federal flag flying in our office here? What do you mean? Well, don't you see the yellow fringes around it? That means it's federal jurisdiction. Now, why are we allowing federal jurisdiction here?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I also let them know that they're... They're actually serving the City of London and the British Crown. And,
oh, yes.
And they were flabbergasted. I mean, you could see the look on their faces.
Sure.
They were blushing. they couldn't even look me in the eye.
Well, Don, if that's all you got, you're lucky. I'm used to getting here as a reaction from the idiots that go to the meetings. They look at me like I'm crazy, just stepped off from another planet. Way over their heads. It's really pathetic. There's a lot of shameful, stupid people in this country thinking they're smart as all could be, but they're dumb mm-hmm. as all could be.
Yeah, and
it sounds like you've got something to work with there in your community.
Oh yeah, but this is as far as I was thinking as I was coming home, you know, from that meeting. This is probably the first time anyone's actually laid the truth out on TV. on a live TV camera.
Yeah, Don, I mean, it's definitely a precedent. I'm sure it's a precedent.
So it'll be interesting to see. But yeah,
what it'll be interesting to see, Don, is if they air that over cable often or if they don't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to air it 3 or 4 times a day for the next week.
See if they do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
Good. Yeah, I know they normally do. See if they do on this one.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah. Well,
that one may accidentally, whoops, we lost that one.
Well, I can always go back and do it again, you know.
Sure.
In fact, there's a public record of that now. So,
I'll tell you how disgusting it is. One time, I wasn't a commissioner anymore, but I was asked by the current mayor at the time to attend a meeting, and it was over a water issue still. So I went. And I tried to explain to them, the board, the current board at the time, as well as everybody in the attendance, what was really going on here, just like you were saying, with the federal control and all that. And we were making blunders on our decisions here at the local level regarding our water situation. And to try to explain it to them as to how serious it is, I passed around a photograph of the swastika building, the satellite shot, top-down view, where you see the clear swastika symbol, at the U.S. Navy base at Coronado off San Diego. I passed it around. Let the police commissioner, the sergeant, and at least the sergeant was like, holy exclamation mark. And I'm like, okay, that's a reaction I would expect. And then the reactions from everybody else was nothing. But one guy on the board said, I like that. I said, what? He goes, I like that. And I looked at him right in the eye, and he's almost a relative of mine, mind you. And I looked at him in the eye saying to myself, I would throw a rope over a tree limb right now if I could and make you swing, boy, because I hate Nazis and commies. And I honor every single man and woman that did all they could to stop them cold during World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, all the way up to now. And whether it was in the theaters of warfare or behind the scenes, all the patriots trying to stop them cold, I honor them. And I will never tolerate anybody in my company, in my presence, that is pro-fascist or communist. And but I see it all the time, more and more. Our country is not full of Americans anymore. We lost too many Americans. They're gone. And we have to start recruiting more with the young kids coming up, educating them properly so they understand what's going on as they get older. They don't get caught up in the divisions and all that nonsense. So we can get cohesive and at the local level, begin to take our government back.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what's going on, as I mentioned earlier, with the American grand jury. Their goal is to have some 3,100 or more grand jury indictments.
That's great news.
And they're far from that goal, but they've held these the secret hearings, and they're examining the evidence, and it's done in a very fair way. The mission isn't just to come out with an indictment. The way it's being handled is being done with integrity, quite the opposite of how things operate in the justice system.
Isn't that so? And that's why this grand jury is a great topic, Don, and you know, not too many Americans even understand the grand jury anymore, what it's all about. It's us. When the courts, the judges, when the prosecutors aren't doing their job, we take it over. And we form a jury, and we say, let's look at all the evidence. Don't leave anything out. And you subpoena everybody you have to as witnesses until you get the truth out. And then we have to make sure the courts follow up, because that's where we ended up, where the courts would not honor the grand jury's decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they presented, I think it was this group in Georgia, presented their evidence, their finding, and their indictment to a judge. And the judge says, wait a minute. You don't do grand juries. We do that.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. And I think the judge judge was caught off guard.
You get a quick little discipline in the back room?
I don't know. I know he's not going to be able to. No, they're not going to be able to sweep that under the rug, you know.
Good. I hope it gets out there.
Now, since we're talking about some cases, I was talking recently with one of my recent guests, Greg Pappas, and he was telling me about a divorce case that a friend of his is handling in California. Now, divorces are messy anyway. You know, you go through a lot of emotional distress and the fact that the family is splitting up. And in this case, I understand that Greg's friend's wife is the one that was actually filing for the divorce. And, you know, he felt that her attorney was really going to try to sock it to him, which is usually the case. If, you know, you're upset and you don't really feel like going into the court and reliving all the bad memories of that relationship. But she was bound and determined to take him for everything he had, and the attorney was, you know, he had dollar signs in his eyes for sure.
Sure.
Well, he started out right away by proclaiming his sovereignty, and he did this by entering information into the record and basically saying that he never signed away his sovereignty by getting married. And the attorney retorted, and this is his soon-to-be ex-wife's attorney.
Right.
He retorted that the day he signed his marriage license, he gave up his sovereignty.
So he knew.
Oh, he not only did he know, he mentioned it in court.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a secret.
That's right. That just came out.
They're not supposed to bring this out in court.
That's right.
Just like what he did at a council meeting, you see. We're not supposed to know this.
That's right, Don.
In fact, the very people making the laws don't know it.
You got it, buddy.
Okay.
Hey, Don, it's a beautiful thing when the truth is emerging all the time, and then those that are bringing the truth and presenting it will be despised by those that hate the truth, which is usually the people in the government positions.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the predicament we're in as a nation. It's everywhere, every town. All the low-life, dirtbag, selfish, good-for-nothing crooks and traitors go into government positions. And we got to turn that around. But it's great to hear this. I love it. That's how I operate all the time. Here's another one for you, for example. Don, hold your thought, because I want you to get back to this, because it's great. But here's another example where, you know, property tax.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay property tax. Well, I asked my local tax department, can you provide me with a law that says I have to pay property tax as a private property owner, not a commercial property owner, because that may be different, because that's commercial, that's admiralty stuff.
Yes.
And, boy, they were stunned. Well, we never got that before. We never heard so. And I said, yes, but nonetheless, can you provide me with a copy, please, of that law? Well, we'll look into it, Mike. We'll look into it. 2 months later, didn't hear a thing. Call him up. Actually, I went over to pay the property tax bill, and that's when I said, oh, yes, I'm the guy that called up and requesting a copy of the law. Well, the supervisor comes right over. We've been looking and looking. We can't find it. I said, no, really? She says, but here's a law that says if they're delinquent in payments, this is what I do. I said, oh, that's what you do. I want a copy of the law that says I have to pay property tax as a private property owner. Mm-hmm. Can't find it. My supervisor, my manager, tells me to tell you, you should go to Albany for that. I said, don't you find that strange you don't have it? You don't even have it on the wall in a frame so that some hotshot comes along like me and you can shove it in my face and say, here it is, hotshot. You got to pay. She goes, no, really don't find that strange. I said, really? So the law doesn't exist then.
Yeah.
And every time I see a local politician, I say, why are we paying a bill for a law that doesn't exist? And since it doesn't exist, who's the real criminal? Me for not paying it because there's no law that says I have to pay it? Or you for extorting that money from me? If I don't pay it, you'll threaten me with a lien.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep nailing them, Don. Everybody, just keep telling them, here's the truth, here's the facts, and if you're on the wrong side of it, you're the crook, not me.
Now,
I'm obeying the laws.
Yeah. Now, Greg sent me an account of this story that I told you. I want to read this to you. It's not too long. Very interesting. And this is from Greg Pappas. He says, a good friend of mine by the name of Bill is being sued for divorce by his wife of 17 years in one of California's family law courts. He is pro persona, and his wife is represented by a lawyer. My friend challenged the corporate family court's jurisdiction on the basis that he is a sovereign man and therefore not subject to laws, statutes, and codes of his creation, government. Lo and behold, out of the mouth of a serpent spews forth the truth. All I can say is, it must be God's doing.
Mm-hmm.
In written answer to Bill's challenge to jurisdiction, the attorney representing Bill's wife stated, the respondent, my friend Bill, renounced his naturally acquired and naturally endowed personal sovereignty when he applied for and executed a marriage license under the laws of the state of California so as to obtain the status of marriage. Wow. The Esquire stated to my friend Bill on court record that which I have never known to be admitted to by a single member of the Liars Guild, a.k.a. the American Bar Association, or by members of the corporate courts who serve and also collects for the bar, that is controlled and operated by the banksters. A good number of people have known for some time what the lawyer stated is true. However, no one, to my knowledge, has been able to prove that we are deemed by the state and the courts to be stripped of their God-given sovereignty through implied contracts and other nexuses, such as obtaining a social security number, driver's license, birth certificate, and marriage license, etc. I've often wondered how long it would take before one of the rats finally spilled the beans. Now I know. You can believe me when I say this is information that members of the Liars Guild and their government accomplices are sworn to hold in absolute secrecy and also threatened with all sorts of bad things should they dare to tell. Mm-hmm. And here this gutter rat comes right out and says it so. Soon, this little rat will have no place in which to run and hide.
Mm-hmm.
Poor little gutter rat. Bad boy. Bad boy. What will you do when they come for you? How many people would say that they knew when they signed a marriage license that they were signing away their God-given sovereignty? This, to me, is like saying, when you sign this license, you volunteer to be castrated. Show me one man that would knowingly volunteer to sign such an agreement. Loss of sovereignty equates to spiritual castration, as it takes away our God-given rights and freedoms and makes us slaves to our own creation of government. The lawyers claim that Bill lost his personal sovereignty when, quote, he applied for and executed a marriage license, unquote, should provide some very interesting drama when Bill challenges the lawyer to prove his claim in open court. My friend Bill and I plan to have a great many spectators and a local newspaper editor who has taken a great interest in this lawyer's claim in attendance when it comes time for this minion of the Prince of Darkness, lawyer, to come to court to prove that which is strictly forbidden to be made public knowledge. I am afraid that the lawyer dude is on his own on this one. It is very unlikely that he will receive any of the customary help from the bench to sanction what is forbidden knowledge. Stay tuned for more. And that's from Greg Pappas.
It's
isn't that great?
It's fantastic. I love that. And he's so right on getting the truth out there. And again, you see, that's the beautiful thing with the truth, Don. It only hurts those on the wrong side of it. We love it. Because we live in the truth. We abide by it. We recognize it. It's good. It's right. It's true. And only those that are on the wrong side of the truth can handle it. Makes them cower. Makes them cringe. Makes them hate.
Yes.
But that's the beauty of it. I love it. God bless them. And I hope that continues to avalanche.
Well, see, those are the kinds of stories I like to hear about, because
that's right.
We talk about these things on the show, and now they're being exercised. So we have individuals going out there taking the responsibility into their own hands.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if he would have hired a lawyer, he would lose.
Sure.
He would lose because he's totally submitting to the charade. See?
Well, the lawyers are really emissaries of the court. They don't really represent us. It's all a facade.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they serve the court.
It is. It is. Now, in our closing moments here, I want to come back to this bird flu thing because, bird flu, Mexican flu, swine flu, what is it? You know, we're hearing all these accounts. Dr. A. Truat has done a series of interviews that you even mentioned. He sounded the alarm a couple of weeks. Well, it was almost just within a week before the Olympics last year, which began on 8-8-08, believe it or not. They got those magic eights in there. And we expected to hear some news of a pandemic anytime after that, and it took them a few months. They figured they would wait until things died down because we were talking about that on this show and on some other shows.
Yeah, they got to catch you off guard.
Yeah. Well, they don't really catch us off guard. We've been talking about this pretty much nonstop.
Well, I mean, that's how they try to operate.
Yeah. But they think the masses don't know. And then all of a sudden, the media jumps all over this and blows it out of proportion. Mm-hmm. Even the CDC says that they're going to investigate to see what this is. They know damn well that virus was created in Fort Detrick, or it's a cocktail of viruses.
It's a laboratory creation.
Yeah, and it was missing. They know that it was missing.
Oops. Where'd it go?
Well, it went to Mexico.
Did that just sneak out of this lab somehow?
It went to Mexico with Obama's team, that goes there to make sure the coast is clear.
Mm-hmm.
Or under the pretext of that.
Well, I'll tell you, Don, there's got to be something to that, because the guy that Obama shook his hand to, the guy died, just an hour later?
No, it was the next day.
The next
day? Yeah. Now, it took Beverly Eckert a week to die, but she died from a plane crash after meeting with Obama.
Uh-huh.
Somehow people have difficulty connecting the dots. Oh, our president, he would do that? Well, let's remind ourselves who he is.
Let's just not think too far back with Clinton. Everybody that seemed to shake hands with Clinton ended up dead.
Yeah, and it didn't have anything to do with the bird flu or the...
No, it's more of self-suicides with double shots in the head and things like that.
Yeah, there may have been swine involved, but they didn't have the flu.
Definitely swine involved. You're right.
Oh, man. It just doesn't end.
No, it's amazing. They're so evil. It's getting obvious. It's getting very obvious to more and more, because I just ran into a young girl, 30 years old, in the health store. Checking out. Well, I was waiting to check out. She was having a conversation with the cashier, and it was all about how mad she is and upset because our country's fallen apart. And Obama, who she had set her sights on for hopes, has totally destroyed those hopes. Now she knows for sure he's no good, too. And she's really hurting because of that, because she's in a desperate spot. Because we are getting taxed to death. Everything, there's no work. She says, I got a four-year degree. I can't find a job. And yeah, I said, but if you were an illegal alien, you'd have a red carpet rolled out. And she goes, don't get me started. So she is coming to terms with reality. She realizes now what's going on. She's really scared. She was getting very scared because she goes, I don't know what's going to happen to our country. I'm very frightened. And I said, keep the faith in the Lord. The Lord is good. She goes, I want to believe that. And I said, I'm telling you, you're talking to the guy that knows how good the Lord is. Keep your faith in the Lord. Go to him for all your consolation. He's the guy that's going to keep you strong through all this. And so more and more people are seeing it, Don. They are all finally waking up. They can't ignore what's coming, what's happening. They're seeing it with their own eyes, hearing it with their own ears. What's coming around the corner, we've been sold out, stabbed in the back, betrayed. And so it's just a matter now of let's do something about it. Keep getting the truth out. Let's all stand up for our individual sovereignty because that is our strength. That's the beauty of being an American. We have incredible rights that no other country ever gave their people. And they didn't come from God. Our government didn't give us these rights. These rights are from God directly. That's how the Founding Fathers framed it. Let's make sure we stand up for that. Don't let anybody take it from you.
Yes. You know, there's a series of reports, and I've read a few of these on the air over the past week or two that are coming from a website called 4winds10.com. Mm-hmm. They've been reporting about the corruption that's going on and the debt that's being laid on the masses. And most people are totally unaware because, you know, they're following mainstream media, and media is spinning everything, really, and right. they're not even getting close to the topics sure. at hand.
That's right.
In any case, whether it's about the flu, whether it's about chemtrails, gasoline prices,
economics,
the corruption in the financial markets and it's not a shallow charge that we're making here.
Not at all. Just turn on the TV and you'll see it.
There have been numerous references within the past couple of days to the Federal Reserve's, let's say, debt. This is they've written off all this debt that we're supposed to pay, but it's all been done fraudulently. It's organized crime. So the debt's really not there. You know, it's right. all illusion. This is the point that we've been trying to make. But if it were real, it would be exceeding $3 quadrillion. I'm certain of that now. This has been mentioned by several people in the economic community that are really paying attention to what's going on.
Beyond gazillion?
Well, it's quadrillion comes after trillion. I think gazillion is something, you know.
It's unfathomable. Yep.
It is.
Unfathomable.
But there's a really interesting piece, it's called Casper Update. And this is one of the guys that's working on the freedom programs, which are they've been in place for a number of years, and at least 20 years, probably longer than that. And these were basically to bring the world out of this oppressed state that it's in financially. Of course, this isn't desired by the powers that be, those that would oppress us, and so they're fighting tooth and nail. But There's an interesting comment that Casper makes to someone who had asked him a series of questions about what's going on. By the way, someone from the Office of the International Treasury Control, which is distantly related to the UN, and which I reported on at least a year and a half ago. Now there's another person that has come out and is talking about what's going on. So this is also proven to be valid. And they claim that they're trying to do the right thing. They're just dealing with the same corruption that everyone else is. But Casper, I'm sort of jumping into the middle of something that he's referring to in terms of who is interfering with the funds. Of course, we know it's the Bushes, the Clintons, and now Obama and his minions. Mm-hmm. But he's I'm jumping in the middle of something he wrote, but he says, perhaps you are confusing our freedom with the Freedom Corporation set up by Kissinger in Paris. For a while, Kissinger claimed ownership of our program. Then, in testimony at the World Court, he denied same. Still later, he again tried to claim ownership. He established a program under that corporate umbrella by the name of AmeriCorp. Now, I've reported on Ameritrust. You see, that's the Wantagate group. We know nothing more about Freedom Corporation or AmeriCorp and suggest you look to the public records there if you have any further interest. Freedom is an example of not from the same pot. You are apparently tapped into and attempting to trace one particular corrupt transaction. Consider the larger picture. The Brady Bonds, for example, which cost so many lives at Cantor Fitzgerald, and that was when they brought down the World Trade Center. The theft of the country's gold stored in the U.S. I've reported that, as well as several other journalists. The VKD-related counterfeit gold certificates and bonds dispersed worldwide. He's referring to a woman who goes by the name of VK Durham. The many enormous Ponzi schemes, the Wanta situation, the theft and embezzlement, the theft of the Indian royalty accounts, the multitude of banking scams involving Goldman Sachs, Citi, B of A, Wells Fargo, and J.P. Chase, the Morgenthau bonds, the Marshall Plan funds, the Holocaust funds, the Katrina funds, the Mormon Church mule train, the Bush Sr., Obama, Hillary Clinton, Red China, and Chinese crime family scams, and on and on and on it goes, with your subject being lost in a tsunami of American government, U.S. corporation, Federal Reserve, Treasury, Wall Street, the Citi, CIA, corruption where blackmail, bribery, murder, assassination, extortion, embezzlement, and execution are commonplace. The burglar does not take the VCR and leave the TOV. He does not take the TV and leave the jewelry. Your subject is one part of a U.S. government Illuminati crime spree, which is so big and gone on so long there is no hope of measuring the magnitude of it or judging the consequences of unwinding it if there be anywhere on the planet a desire to unwind it.
No questioning.
Now, he goes on somewhat, but right there is really an encapsulation of everything that you and I and many of our other guests have talked about.
Sure, all the patriots that are discussing this, that's right.
Yes, and this is someone tied in, you know, directly into these funds, getting them released. You know, I had somewhat of a rant last Thursday when Ken Adachi was my guest, and I went into this in some detail. And I know of people that are suffering immensely because of what's going on.
Everywhere.
And really, people have yet to realize how it's going to affect them when this really collapses.
It's really sad, Don, for those that haven't caught on yet. They are in serious trouble.
So when you consider that, what I just read, in light of chemtrails and vaccines and chipping people and preventing them from eating whole foods and toxifying our water and just it's nonsensical. It obviously shows that those things are being done to divert people's attention away from what is really going on.
Oh, sure.
It's simple. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that. And even the rocket scientists don't see that. You know?
It's true.
It's amazing.
It's very simple, but they use distractions while they're stealing from you. They got their hands in all your pockets, but then they're distracting you with talk and a pretty face in front of you saying, "How you doing? Everything fine? Great. Yeah, we're here to help you. Did you know this? Did you know that?" Well, they're picking your pockets clean.
Yeah.
And then the whole time, they're denying that they're doing that. I'm not taking anything from you. But, Don, it's incredible how deep it is with the extensive looting of our country and every other country. Wherever there's a resource, these parasites will be there to suck it dry. But their time is coming to an end. They can't, either they're going to go or we're going to go. Something's got to go here. And their time is coming. Hell is full of politicians and lawyers and doctors. And every day it makes room for more.
Mm-hmm.
So beware, all you politicians, lawyers, and doctors. Realize that 95% of you, minimum, end up in hell. When your short, brief life that you think is going to go on forever, then you finally realize it's not permanent. It's just a passing through here. Nobody's staying. And when, by the time you come to terms with that, your soul has been lost.
Mm-hmm.
So they better start listening close to your show, Don. Maybe you can save some of them.
Yeah, well, I'm one of many voices. You know, I try to keep up with what the other talk show hosts are doing, you know, in this regard.
Absolutely.
And
there's a lot of great shows out there too.
Yeah, and I've been fortunate to find some new guests that are actually becoming or are proactive and are doing something besides just talking about it.
Well, you know, that's where we are now, Don. I mean, it takes time for the development of and cultivation of the truth. I mean, we've been raised in the dark ages here. And by the grace of God, you and myself and everybody else that understands what's going on, we've been enlightened only because the good Lord has allowed us. Otherwise, we'd be dumb like everybody else, where the Lord said, though they have eyes, they cannot see. Though they have ears, they cannot hear.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we're not them. But it's a cultivation period of developing that along, and now I think, Don, we're breaking through to the next phase where it's action. Enough of us know enough about the truth so we can act on it. Because you can't act until you really have that foundation of truth under you. So
mm-hmm.
You're ready to make a move. You're ready to build on it. And nothing is going to deter you. Nothing's going to will be able to tear you down. Because that foundation of understanding is so solid, they can't shatter it. And then we keep moving forward. And we all do it in our own individual way. And live virtuously all the time, so we're on the right side of truth. When we hear the truth, it won't offend us because we're on the right side of it. That only happens by living virtuously. And by the way, and I know we covered it in the past, living virtuously means having the power. You want to be powerful? You want to be more powerful than those evil scum? They can't touch you when you have the power, and they know that. They're very intimidated by that, and jealous as well, because they really don't have any power of their own. They're just parasites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And speaking of parasites, if you want to get rid of them. Well,
you know, it would be great. And I told Alan Stang one time when I was calling up on his great show, and he was commenting on that electronic device that helps a lot of people and animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, Alan, I got something too. I said, I'd love to hear that you're helping people and animals, and I do that too. And I have something called Infection Killer, and it wipes out all vermin. They don't stand a chance. It wipes it all out. And now I'm trying to devise a way where maybe I can get it into the chemtrail spraying, and we just focus it over Washington, D.C. and all the capitals of all the states. And maybe with the Infection Killer and your electronic device combined, we can wipe them all out without lifting a finger.
Yeah, he's got, that's an energy cleaner kind of device, I think.
Yeah, using frequencies, yes.
Yeah.
Frequency-related device, yes.
Yeah.
And so, but, you see, that's how we have to think. You know, we've got the power to destroy them. And it's just a matter of implementing it. And how you do it? Live virtuously. Don't participate in their system. Live as an American the way all the Americans did before us. Demand American currency, lawful, constitutional money. Use it. Don't use their plastic unless you have to over a phone. But when you go out or something, cash, cash, cash. And exercise all of your freedoms to the fullest. Don't take them for granted, because that's the mistake we made. We've mm-hmm. taken our freedoms for granted, and next thing we know, they're almost all gone. The enemy is taking them from us. So we have to fully implement them, exercise them, and let them know we're not giving these freedoms up.
Well, Michael, we're out of time. It's been interesting. Let's see, I think we have you booked for another show this month, do we not?
Geez, Don, I think so. I think next week I'm back again.
Or maybe not. No, not this month. I think we're going to have you back.
I'll look forward to it as well.
In June. Yeah.
Hard to believe June already.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Time is
flying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and I want to encourage folks to go to my website, directlightproductions.com, click on sponsors, and look for Michael Anthony there. Click on his name, and it'll take you to Michael Anthony's private stock. And we've got several items featured there, including the Infection Killer, System Toner, Rapid Heal, Dragon Juice. Summertime's coming, too. You're going to want to have Dragon Juice, I guarantee you.
You know, John, I wish we had it. Thank you very much for that. And I wish you, next time, remind me, I'll play back just some of my messages on the phone of recent cases from people all around the country, just so happy and thanking me. And, of course, I just say, thank the good Lord. This is his activity here. I'm just a happy middleman. And it's hard to believe that products can be this good and all from nature and simple and safe, but it's true. And all these testimonies are just, they make my day, and I'm getting them every day from more and more new people that are discovering them, or clients that have used one formula, Rapid Heal or Infection Killer, and or any of the others, and then they had need for another formula and put it to work and find out, wow, that one is incredible too. And so it's a beautiful thing. And I promise everybody you'll be safe with my Infection Killer, no matter what they're throwing at you for any kind of infection, viral, bacterial, fungal, or parasite. The Infection Killer cleans it up, and it cleans it up quick. And the Rapid Heal, with any kind of injury, no matter how bad you're hurt, eat that Rapid Heal like candy, and I guarantee within days, you'll see such amazing improvement. I just had another case locally where somebody broke a shoulder, a girl. She just gave me a report saying that The doctor couldn't get over it. Within a month, he says, "Wow, you're healing so fast. It's really good."
Okay.
So, it's a beautiful thing.
All right, Michael, thanks for being on the show. I look forward to your next visit. And keep tuning in also.
Always.
All right. Folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and my special guest, Michael Anthony. Special thanks to Don Newsom and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible on BBS Radio, Seth Hendrick on the sound, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join us again tomorrow night when my special guest will be Mr. Ken Adachi. In the meantime, I wish you a night filled with peace, love, and light, although you may want to hide under the covers, and a good night.